Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, why my goodness. Evil Weasel Wednesday and a good day for it. It's the 16th day of May 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 56 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 57 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's raining. It's a warm rain. It's a spring, summer rain kind of deal. But, yeah, it's, it doesn't help the bones any, I'll say that. That being said, well, we got another clip. These people, they've been really watching their tongues over there, these people who are trying to hijack the Patriot movement for their own purposes. When your intent is vile and evil, you just speak it. Even a few words of it, it's enough. And we got a few words. It isn't a real long clip. But today I'm going to show you people exactly why these people have never wanted, will never want you to have your Bill of Rights. And we're going to do that as soon as we return.
Times have changed, the times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by, seems to be. You could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Well, guys, this fella came up on the radio active Wednesday with Debbie, I can't say her name, Bessicelli, Uppy or whatever. His name was Tom DeLise. And he's one of these people, you know, the red pill seminars and the coalitions building across this country to get people out to vote, to give consent to this goddamn government as they try to take it back over. Now, he just started talking about techocracy. And it's not communism, people, and it's not fascism that's getting us here. It's techocracy. And he went on to explain that techocracy is something you can't, because he says there's no leader being put out front, though this is financed at the very top. We know who's behind it and who directs it. But it can't be removed. You can't just overthrow it. The Bill of Rights in force, this couldn't exist in the same plane. That's a natural fact. Anyways, so he goes on to explain that it's got to be taken over is what it is. And then it can be directed, this power, this illegal power that's being created, the one that's illegal power that's coming after him and his ranch. It has to be redirected back around to give the power back to the people. You know, you and me, to give us our rights back, because we're talking about our rights, and it's our rights they're out there promoting and trying to defend. Let's listen to this guy and see if we can discern what he's really saying.
Building this nation as we went across the Mississippi, and they sectioned off the states in the West differently than they did in the East.
Now, you talk about the states in the East. You got to know that this is when the conquering of this continent was beginning. People homesteaded. Remember the 360-acre homestead? You know, people did. They owned their property outright. They had deed to it because they homesteaded it. 360 acres were what you were allowed. Okay, and it was fair and it was open to everybody. That's why this was allowed, and that's why they have deeds to their property. Let's listen.
In the East, you know, 97% of the land is owned in private property. And in the West, you know, it's like 80-some percent is owned by the government.
Ooh, owned by the government. Now, the government can never own land. Now, this guy earlier went on to talk about the clause in the Constitution for dispensing of the land by the Congress. Now, if we got some land out here, let's just say it belongs to me. And I got some land out here and somebody's supposed to dispense of it. Does that mean that they give it away? That they can give away what is mine without my consent? Because, well, they're here to dispense of it. Remember that after the Revolutionary War and in the Louisiana Purchase, all of this land belonged to the American nationals. Every one of us, it belonged to us equally. It was our property. We owned a portion of every portion across the continent, okay? Now keep listening.
Government. And what they did in exchange, instead of setting it up that way, where you had a deed to your land and own private property, instead, they gave the ranchers water rights and grazing.
Water rights and grazing rights.
Grazing rights, you know, this sort of thing. And those were to be exactly as powerful as if you had a deed for that property.
Did you hear it?
And but yet they called it public lands. And at the time when they did it, everybody understood what they meant by that.
Everybody understood the swindle back in the time. So when they got these grazing and water rights granted to them, they weren't taking their 360 acres like the people in the East did as this country is being settled. They got them their 360 acres and the 150,000 acres around it. It wasn't public land, though, actually, people, because this granting of them of these water rights and these grazing rights was actually just like a deed. We never had no public lands, come to find out. It all belonged to this little handful of people who came out here. You know, the good old boys who got it through the Masonic Lodge or through the dirty church, you know, through the elders in the church who dispersed this, who decided who was going to get these grants. I mean, what you're talking about here, you know, I'm going to tell you why they don't want that Bill of Rights, why they will not say Bill of Rights, why Mark Carnegie won't get. Right now, when the Bill of Rights is under the worst attack it's ever been under in the history of this country, they're not going out and defending it. They don't want to talk about it, and this is why. Because that land belonged to each and every American. The only way that we could have our portion of that land removed from us and given to this handful who just own all the public land was through the due process clauses in the Bill of Rights. They didn't take, this isn't a reward to them as a redress for a grievance. This isn't no court judgment. This is some of their buddies that they put into office in Washington, D.C., just giving everything that belongs to everybody just over to them. Zero authority. The Ninth Article. These son of a bitches, I swear, are as scared of that Ninth Article as the communists are. Every bit as scared, because what we got going on here is a 240-year land swindle. They do not own the public lands. No government ever had the authority to give it to them or to grant it to them. The only way it could be removed from me or my family and given to them was through a court action, providing us with the procedural due process. That is why they do not want the Bill of Rights. That's why they'd rather see this country crumble, because they think they can make a better deal than having it. I mean, God forbid. What they're trying to tell us here is that all the public lands belong to them. This is what I've tried to tell you people I've seen here as I grew up on this land that I live on. When, you know, you go out there and it's public land. I mean, I've got into it with them many a time. And, you know, yeah, you can't, well, I have this under lease. Fuck you. This is public land. It belongs to me. Here's the map. See it? This is not private property. And they know the difference. See, people? This is why they created the Forest Service. This is why they created the BLM. You see, in the beginning, it was, there weren't that many people out here. And boy, they just, it was. I mean, they shoot you for being on public land that they claimed as their own. That was the water rights and the grazing rights granted to them through a criminal act, an act of fraud, because the people who granted it had no authority. They did not have authority to give away what was mine and yours to their little group of buddies out here. Okay, who also financed their goddamn elections and kept them in riches too, paying them off for stealing from us. What the West out here has been stolen from the people. When the militia went to Bunkerville, they shouldn't have went there to defend Bundy. They should have arrested the Bundy family, took them to a common law court and shown this fraud for what it is, dispossessed the son of a bitches and dispersed the money back to the people and the land back to the people it belongs to, and put the son of a bitches in jail. And you know, anybody, I don't care what nobody thinks, you can't argue that. That is absolute fact of law. They did not have the authority because it violated the ninth article. The land belonged to all the people. It belonged to each and every one of us. You just can't say, well, I'm just taking the land. It would be like if there are five people that owned a piece of land over there. I guess five people. We're acting as an agent. We're just going to take this land from you five people and give it over to these two people. With no due process of the law. It belonged to us as real property people. We bought it with our blood. Our grand, great, great grandfathers. This is why Jefferson said we'd wake up on a homeless on the continent that our forefathers conquered, because of swindles like this. The whole Western settlement of this country has been one big Masonic dirty church swindle of the people. Each and every one of us. You see, like I was saying, back in the day when they had it all, they would shoot your ass for coming on your public lands. You've watched the movie Open Range. Oh, that's mine. You can go for 4 or 5 days out through there. That's mine. See, that was my 360 acre grant from the government. And it wasn't, because it wasn't open to homesteading. It was, I mean, all this land was open and it didn't belong to anybody. It belonged to everybody, because the people owned it. See, they tried to say this is a government of, for, and by the people, separate from the people, can sell what belongs to the people, because it never really belonged to people. It belongs to the government that ain't a part of the people. Don't you see what I'm saying here? The Bill of Rights shuts it all down. The Bill of Rights goes, I mean, all these son of a bitches, like this guy here and this bitch here, it goes and takes everything they got, because they got it through a fraud. It is absolutely a fraud, a provable fraud. I just proved it to you. The ninth article says that no power in the Constitution could have ever existed for them to take what belonged to all of us and give it to their 3 or 4 or 5, 10 buddies across here. Now, you consider that they are such a small handful, these dirty thieving bastards, and they've always kept control and taken control of our land. Like I said, they created the BLM. They created the Forest Service, and they ran it. They were the stewards. They always like to say that, and every time they come up and talk, we're the stewards of the land. No, you're not. You're not the boss of anything, you son of a bitch. You're not above me in any way. That is free public land. My rights are absolute upon it, on every inch of it. But see, the idea here is the person who owns the land regulates the land and everything upon it, including the man on the land. So they think that they're going to regulate. They're going to ride roughshod. That's why they don't want the Bill of Rights. It will not allow this, people. It wouldn't have allowed it in the beginning if somebody would have enforced the son of a bitch. It is a clear violation of the ninth article. In the Constitution, no such authority could ever exist for them son of a bitches to take a handful of their good old boy buddies who are paying them kickbacks, no doubt, all the way through history, generational kickbacks, to take our public lands from us and hand them to a few people, and no due process of the law. No, the due process clauses show how the only way that you can take anything from me, you didn't do that. That means you violated the ninth. That means everybody claiming land out here in the West, they don't own shit. And probably in the East, because I wonder why Corky, I mean, like I said, our Bill of Rights is under attack. They're trying to get rid of procedural due process. Why? And why wouldn't everybody who cares about this country be at the, hey man, they're trying to give, this is our freedom we're talking about. Because they don't want, they've been against procedural due process all along. They were the first violators thereof. It doesn't belong to them. Go ahead, brother.
You know, it wouldn't take much to take it back. I mean, I'm saying take it, 10,000 people, arm them and cut the wire and just take it back.
Well, see, what I'm trying to say here, Mark, is when they created the BLM, all these illegal agencies, so you see, they knew that this land didn't belong to them. They knew it belonged to everybody. They knew it was a swindle. That's why they created the BLM that they hate now, because the communes, they created these illegal agencies that there was no authority for. And being as they created those illegal agencies, at the same time, they removed our common law courts so that we couldn't stop them from taking complete control of the land that they had swindled all those years ago through generations. And then, see, but when they removed the common law and created these illegal agencies, they left themselves open. That's when the communists, all the communists had to do is infiltrate their illegal agencies and take them over and turn that illegal power around on them. Now they're crying, you know, I got a right to due process of the law in the admiralty that I created to make sure you didn't have no rights because I would control the admiralty. This is what they're crying about. And you're right, Mark. They are such a petty little pissant. That's why they're trying to glom onto the or hijack the Patriot movement. That's why they got Mark Kornke out there. You know that we got this big badass army that's going to back the mouths of these thieving son of a bitches who stole it from us. We're going to back their play. We're going to go register to vote and put them back into office and give them the positions of power so that they can then take that technocracy that they hate so much and turn it around just like when it's back in their control, like the BLM. It'll be used. It all belongs to us. It's our private property, because they're talking about private property rights, and they're saying that the public lands belong to them through a grant of water and grazing rights that no goddamn government ever had the authority to grant them. It had to be when they homesteaded, Mark, you got to understand, it was open to everybody. It wasn't just a few people here are going to get, you know, the land grants the size of goddamn states in the eastern seaboard. No, it wasn't like it's open to anybody. No, you had to have your boy in goddamn Washington, D.C. that got you that illegal land grant, because the people never agreed to let their land go to these son of a bitches. We were never compensated. It was just a theft.
Yeah, to add insult to injury, now we've got, internationalists stepping in.
Oh, well, yeah. Under the same precept, now the communists, when they got control, this is how they were like over there in Nevada. See, this is what was going on. You see, you had the communists taking over the mechanism, and then they were going to give the lands over there that the Bundys had stole from all of us all those years ago. They were going to hand them over to the Chinese for their own private deals to sell what don't belong to them. Never had the authority. And so when the Chinese, see, you got these two factions working against each other. And don't try to pretend, Mark Kornke, that these people aren't that second faction, because by God they are, and you know it. So the Chinese come over and they're going to they've got the authority to take this land now and hand it over to the Chinese. And they're saying, you don't got that authority because we have these land grants, which were illegal, a theft from the people. We already stole it from the people and committed a fraud. You know, there's no statute of limitations on fraud. We're taking it all back, you sons of bitches. I was run off this land by these fuckers.
Yeah, the Chinese are over here making money and sending the money back to their country, man. We're getting fucked in 9 different directions.
Oh, absolutely, but it's all fraud, Mark. That's the beauty of it. When we take it back, we're totally justified in the law. The law will back us. Our law will back us 110%. That Bill of Rights says every bit of it was theft and fraud, and it isn't legitimate in any means. It has just been done by force, and all we get to do is blow their asses out of here. I heard somebody else trying to get in.
Yeah, hey, Henry. Quick question. How is public land established, and how is it bought if somebody did want to buy it legally? Who's it bought through, or can it not be bought, period? How is that outlined?
In the beginning of this country, we were supposed to homestead it. Everybody had a right to go. You know, you can think about it like this. You know, the people who got to go homestead their land, you know, they talk about people that are worried about somebody getting some goddamn food stamps these days. But the people who went out and just homesteaded, I mean, the Homestead Act said 360 acres was what a man and a woman could have. And that was how this country was, that was how the land, we'd won it in war, it belonged to us. So all we really had to do to make a country, we went out and we improved the land, we put in a farm, we started working the land and making something of it. 320 acres. But see, these guys, they came out here to the West when the West, after the Civil War, you see, that's what more, probably more what that war was about than anything. It's so that these, you know, they, these people, rich people, they came out, they were like, Irish barons or Scottish barons, and they came out with a lot of bucks, man, and they bought politicians. And then they just like today, they started writing it down on a piece of paper. Oh, we're going to grant this water and grazing rights to this 500,000 square acres to George McGee here, there in the Oklahoma territories or wherever the territories would be. And we just did it. They did it without consent. There was never no authority to remediate. I mean, they could disperse the land for commercial uses, but you had to compensate the people. If somebody was going to get it, if it all belongs to all of us and one of us is going to take a whole bunch of it, they had to compensate the rest of us in wealth, real wealth, silver and gold, people. That's why we're here, we're homeless, and we're broke on the continent that our forefathers conquered. My oldest relative in this country, that from the European side of my blood and the Shively side, he came here in 1739. Everything after that war and after the Louisiana Purchase, which we the people paid for, belonged to us. You can look at it like the fighting of this war. Mark Kornke likes to come up and go, well, these guys put up their fortunes for that war. They're like the people like John Hancock and these assholes that were the former oppressors and the god, they were the king's men. They put up their fortunes for this country. No, what happened is they did put up money. But then at the end of the war, to see the people who went and fought that, they were supposed to get land allotments, that 360 acres, because god damn it, they went out bled and won the goddamn country. You know what they did? Well, we're going to have to retract that. They wrote it down on a piece of paper, took all those land allotments, and they sold it and got all their money back, so they didn't pay shit for this war. And they came out owning the whole goddamn thing and running it again. The aristocrats did. We have been fucking swindled from the inception of this country, people.
You know, Henry, what they do, there's some ranches in Colorado that you pay $200,000 for the ranch, and you pay $10 million for the water rights.
Yeah, but they had no right to sell them, because this is our real property. See, what this is, this like this government became its own entity, and it couldn't. It was supposed to be a reflection of the people, of our authority. I never gave, and when you come down to real property, and that's what this United States is made up of, real property. It belongs to us. And let's just say that there's some public land over there. Now, I'm walking out on it one day. All my rights are in effect on that land. It belongs to me. I have every right to be there. I have every right to do anything I want there, so long as I'm not violating another's rights. Now, some son of a bitch comes along. He wants to fence it off and call it his own. Now, the government just said that you could do it. No. You do not remove my rights upon that land or my rights to that land. You can try to petition me for compensation, but if I say no, it's no. The only way you can get it from me is through a court action where you're getting a goddamn a redress for a grievance. You're getting paid for something that I did to you. You don't just get to take it from me because some son of a bitch you bought off over there wrote it down on a piece. It's been going on forever. Wrote it down on a piece of paper. Well, under this clause here, it says we're supposed to dispense of the land. Well, would it have been just so, well, under that clause, we're going to hand the whole place over to England? You couldn't do that now, could you? You didn't have that. Well, you can hand it over to your four or five good buddies out here in the West, these people who have greased you and paid you off, who paid to put you in office, and you think that that somehow equates to the due process in the Bill of Rights? You did not file a civil complaint against me to take my land away from me. You did not follow process. There was no damage I'm paying for. You just fucking think you could take it, and it's a swindle. It's fraud. It's 110% fraud. All these son of a bitches out here in the West claiming to own this land, don't own it. By the law.
So I think I get what you're saying. I guess to put it in my terms, you would have to petition the people.
Each individual, because we're a country of individuals, my friend. No, you would have to go to each individual. And the individuals who wanted to sell, their portion they could sell for their gold and silver. If I don't want to sell, it remains mine. You can't just take it from me.
And then who decides that that is public land? And that's just what I'm trying to say.
The people. The people.
Okay.
In the common law jury. That's what the Bill of Rights guarantees us. We will go before 12 other people. You say that, like, if they say they wanted to take that land from me, saying, just say this son of a bitch just came and one of them said, I'm going to take this land and give it to Bob and Fred and George out here. Big chunks of land the size of goddamn countries. I'm just going to give it to them through water rights thing. And I say, no, you're not. And they would go to do it. See, it's just like right now, I could go prosecute Monday if there was common law courts. That's why the courts had to be removed, people. That's why these people, these very people right here, these people removed your goddamn common law courts and your common law authority. That was your power to prosecute them for the theft. They knew it, and people were waking up to it. Like I said, when the people started coming west, there was lots of them. And then they started showing up on their public land, the land that belonged to them. And these guys, I have the water. I don't give a shit what you got. This is public land. Who in the hell told you I can't come on here? My rights don't exist on this land. I'll take your ass to court and take everything you got. I'm filing a goddamn complaint against you for violation of my rights. And my compensation is going to be your property. You got it, buddy? You see what I'm saying, people? That's when they created the Forest Service. That's when they created the BLM. They created it. As an illegal authority to hold the land from them away from the rest of us, a land that was gained in swindle, period.
Yes. They're controlling the land and the water. I mean, that's a two-sided coin.
Well, even granting the water wasn't, they didn't have the authority. The water belongs to all of us. You don't just say Bob's going to get the water. If you can't, back in the East when they were doing the homestead, you can't make it on that 320 acres, tough shit. If you can't improve it, then you don't get it. The thing was to work and have it and have a working farm, and you can make it on that. They come out, I've only got 10,000 acres, and I need 200,000 acres to become a goddamn billionaire. And so kill all the buffalo off that belong to all the people, free meat. You're going to kill all the buffalo off, and you're going to grant me the white to all the water and grass for 10,000 acres so I can make a goddamn fortune and become a baron in this country and spit on the people that you stole it from to give to me. That's what it is. Look at Open Range. You look at that son of a bitch on Open Range. That is who did this. And it was all done by, they goddamn, back in the day, you think this shit's ever been any different? They bought politicians. They bought them into office so that they could write this shit down knowing it was treason. Knowing, this is why they don't want, this is why you won't hear the Bill of Rights out of their mouth. At the time when everybody, goddamn, if you care about this country, you care about freedom and liberty. The only words coming out of your mouth is just like we're doing here. Comparing every action that they do and showing where it's violating the procedural due process and stealing and fraud. Period. Why would you be doing anything else? If you're honest, if you're honest and you want to hold property honesty, that's the goddamn Bill of Rights. Your property is yours. The only way your property can be taken from you is through a goddamn civil procedure with a lawsuit where you're paying for damage. They're going to have to prove it to 12 people. 12 people are going to have to affirm it, weighing their rights against your own. Do you want them to be able to steal your shit?
Yeah, they used wire a lot back in the 1700s, Henry. They used barbed wire a lot back then. Open Range, man, they wired it off, and the Open Range guy, you saw the movie.
The reason there were the range wars, the reason all this shit occurred is because of the illegal dispensing of the land that the government had no authority to dispense. They could dispense it, but the only way they could dispense it was through the consent of the people who owned it. You can't just take something and say, that belongs to you, Henry. But I'm going to dispense it to my buddy. Hey, wait a minute. Whoa, that belongs to me. Yeah, but I dispensed it to my buddy out here. Your share of it. Wait, hold it. That goddamn belongs to me. That's wealth. That's mine. You can't just take what's mine. There's only one way as an American national that anything can be taken from me. It has to be through that procedural due process and that Bill of Rights. You didn't do that. The 9th article says no other power can exist that trumps that. So that's pretty goddamn cut and dry to me.
Yeah, well, the range wars, if you had a lot of men with guns, you control the land. That's all it takes on our side. Is bodies and guns. You get enough of it, they can't do shit.
Like I said, brother, we outnumber them 10,000 to 1, and they know it. That's why they're trying to act like it's a part of the Patriot movement to back up their illegitimate, fraudulent claim to our land. They're trying to con us into backing up their claim to stealing our land. Oh, if you're a patriot, you're going to go back the Bundys who stole your land. You're going to back the theft. You're going to back the theft with your life. For the goddamn people who stole it from you. Ain't gonna happen. That being said, we're at the bottom of the hour. We're gonna take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
again how this country is the land of the free and the home of the brave. You can't really believe that what you see now is the reason so many brave men gave. Teacher used to say we had the Bill of Rights. I think we took our rights and sent us the bill. Well, I don't know about you, my friend, but I think I've had my fill. They've been walking on me for my whole life. I think it's finally time to draw the line. You can tell old John Cougar Mellencamp he can stick his song where the sun don't shine. My country, my ass. This is not the land I learned about in class. My country, my ass. That freedom, justice stuff is all in the past. Got a checkpoint up the road ahead. Better pull out your ID. And your taxes just went up again. Gotta cough up some more money. Be careful what you're saying when you're on the phone. You never know who might be listening in. They got cameras watching everywhere you go, so they know just where you've been. You know you better think about the books you read, or your name might go on a list. Don't take too many pictures now, or they'll think you're a terrorist. They're watching you every time you turn around, and they don't like what they see. You gotta be fucking kidding me if you think this country's free. My country, my ass. This is not the land I learned about in class. My country, my ass. That freedom, justice stuff is all in the past. Well, the banks messed up, so they took money from us and gave a $1 zillion bonus. And they didn't give a damn what we had to say. I swear to God, they think they own us. But when they say bend over, you say yes, sir, and then you vote for them again. If you're the kind of people who fought our wars, tell me how do we ever win? They've been walking on us for far too long, and don't you think it's time to draw the line? Why don't you tell those jerks in Washington to stick their laws where the sun don't shine? My country, my ass. This is not the land I learned about in class. My country, my ass. That freedom, justice stuff is all in the past. They say America, love it or leave it. Well, I loved it, and it left me.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific Time. And that was John Ringer with My Country, My Ass. Yeah, your ass, you son of a bitches. That's what they tried to convince you. You know, when you hear these people come up, go over there and listen to them because they're trying to mealy-mouth around it. But see, that statement came out. That statement came out, and that, by the law, is goddamn theft. They're telling you, or here, we're your constitutional rights. They'll never read that Bill of Rights to you. They might have to read the ninth article, and then you might have to say, well, how in the hell did any goddamn government get the authority to give you what belonged to all of us, to you? To you, thousands and thousands of acres. And here's what has been going on the whole time with the BLM, like I've been telling you guys. They claim it's theirs. I mean, they'll play lip service. Here's your public lands. When they were putting the BLM in to get them control over it, they were saying, we need you people out here. It's such a wealth. It's such a wealth, and it belongs to you and your children. We need this BLM. We need the Forest Service to manage it for you. For you. You dirty, rotten, thieving sons of bitches. The Bill of Rights says you're a goddamn thief. How about that? That being said, let's look at some more theft. You want to get some more treachery? You think this shit didn't go on? Trump orders help for Chinese phone maker after China approves money for Trump's project. Nah, this shit didn't go on. They didn't take what belonged to all of us through a goddamn fraudulent swindle and hand it over to a handful of their buddies who paid them off. And like I said, they're just a few and they know it. That's why they're trying to pretend that they're the Patriot Movement, because we're powerful. We are the people. We're the largest army to ever exist on this goddamn planet, and justice is coming for you sons of bitches. Believe it. This is from Yahoo News. A mere 72 hours after the Chinese government agreed to put $500 million into an Indonesian project that will personally enrich Donald Trump. Go Trump, because this is the Trump coalition. This is the deals they're making with this son of a bitch to perpetrate the fraud to its final conclusion, where they have it and everything. They took it from you, and they're going to have another illegal authority like the BLM to call it theirs. It's called techocracy. The president ordered a bailout for a Chinese government-owned cell phone maker. President Xi of China and I are working together to give massive Chinese phone company ZTE a way to get back into business fast, Trump announced on Twitter Sunday morning, because wouldn't that make America great again? Make China richer at your expense? While you make the money in the back door, you dirty swindling bastard should be in prison right now. Too many jobs in China lost. Oh, goddamn, we cannot have that, people, because we're America first. Commerce Department has been instructed to get her done. Trump did not mention in that tweet or its follow-ups that on Thursday, the developer of the theme park resort outside of Jakarta had signed a deal to receive as much as $500 million in Chinese government loans, as well as another $500 million from Chinese banks, according to Agence France-Presse. Trump's family business, the Trump Organization, has a deal to license the Trump name to the resort, which includes a golf course and hotel. So a Trump resort, here's $1 billion, people. $1 billion going to a Trump resort. Why, he cuts your goddamn throat in this country. Fuck us. You guys believe in this shit. You're goddamn fools. Trump, despite his campaign promise, and see, his deal is with these dirty scumbags we're talking about. Like I said, they're just a few, but they're dealing with him. They're dealing with him. You can steal a whole bunch here, Trump. You can steal. Just give us this here and let us take back over this here, and we're going to have, and so we can take the goddamn lands from these people once and for fucking all. So our fraud is complete, and get rid of that goddamn Bill of Rights. Attack it. That's what they're doing. They are attacking the very due process clauses that says that land doesn't belong to them. That's what the Trump administration is doing. That's what every dirty son of a bitch in this occupation has been doing for a goddamn 100 years, is attacking that due process. The reason that land doesn't belong to them is due process in the Bill of Rights, period. Trump, despite his campaign promises to turn over his businesses and have no involvement with them, has still not fully divested himself of his businesses and continues to profit from them. And he will into the future becoming a king or a prince in this goddamn country. You do a good deal for him. He does a good deal for you. Quid pro quo, said Richard Painter, the White House ethics lawyer for former President George W. Bush and now a Democratic candidate for Senate in Minnesota. It appears to be yet another violation of the annulments clause of the Constitution. Well, that Constitution. Boy, they love to say Constitution, though, don't they? The Constitution's gone. That contract and all these state contracts, like these son of a bitches, that's what they're claiming. States' rights, states' rights. Your states cannot violate that Bill of Rights. 10th article, you son of a bitches. That's why you don't want to talk about that Bill of Rights. Because we might talk about that 9th and 10th article, huh? Painter said, referring to the prohibition against the president receiving payments from foreign governments. Well, what the hell's that? That's just some rule. That's just some suggestion. It was a suggestion is what it was. The White House did not respond to Huffington Post queries asking if there was a connection between the MNC Lido City project and Trump's directive regarding ZTE. At Monday's daily briefing, Deputy Press Secretary Raja referred questions about the Indonesian project to the Trump Organization. It's kind of like when you get on the phone, ain't it? You know, you go over here, you get on the phone, and, well, we're going to refer, you got to go over here to ask these people, because this here is saying, this is not something that I can speak to, he said, because this is the Trump Organization you're talking to, and you really got to talk to the government agency. You go talk to the government agency, well, this is an issue with the Trump Organization. You can just go back. It's called a circle jerk. You people have probably experienced it. The Trump Organization on Monday acknowledged its involvement in the resort, but did not respond to questions about how much the company would make for its licensing or management fees. ZTE phones have already been described as a security risk by the U.S. military. What fucking security? And intelligence. This is a world operation, people. They're acting like we're trying to keep secrets from one or the other. No, these are the son of a bitches at the top pissing down on the rest of us. ZTE phones have already been described as a security risk by the United States military and intelligence community. 2 weeks ago, the military banned their use on bases for fear they could be used to track the locations of service members. Well, I mean, this is quid pro. I mean, this is their MO, isn't it? I mean, was William Jefferson Clinton that turned over our guidance systems for our IBMs for money to the Chinese, right? So this is just what, this is how America's run, guys. This is putting America first. Go! God damn it, we got to do it. I can't help myself.
USA! 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 USA!
There you go. ZTE phones, all right, we did that. The company, which is owned 33% by Chinese government-owned enterprises. This is Chinese government. This is red communism that this son of a bitch has just got in bed with to the tune of $1 billion. Hey, but man, you know, he's got a right. He's got a right like these son of a bitches out here to right to all our public lands because, well, you know, it should be theirs. And the good Judeo-Christians are going to back it because this is a Christian country, belongs to Christians, never belonged to anybody but those four or five guys out there who swindled the rest of us out of it. The company, which is 33% by Chinese government-owned enterprises, had been fined $1.2 billion last year after it was found to be violating U.S. sanctions against Iran and North Korea, after it was determined that ZTE officials had lied about their actions. The U.S. government last month, banned it from purchasing U.S. Components for 7 years, a decision that essentially forced the company to shut down. Oh, goddamn, Americans might have got some jobs out of that. Somebody would have had to do that work, and it was our components. Nah, we got to get that Chinese business up and going because we're talking Chinese jobs here, and we're talking a buy-off of $1 billion. And as far as this Korean thing, I wanted to comment on that. You know, they come back with Kim Jong-un all of a sudden. You know, it's just like, what the hell was his name? Osama bin Laden. You remember goddamn things with, they get caught stealing or some trillion-dollar theft or blowing up buildings. Osama bin Laden! Osama, and there's old Sammy. And the same thing here with Kim Jong-un. You know, goddamn everything's hunky-dory. Oh, God, you're going to get the Peace Prize, Mr. President. All of a sudden, people are going, hey, man, some of those goddamn Israelis are over there. They're killing the goddamn Palestinians. We're watching them commit genocide on our television screens. Why, they're trying to tell us that these unarmed people are some kind of threat to them as they gun them down. And it's got, and then the opinion starts turning against Israel. Everybody's seeing it for exactly what it is, a goddamn a slaughter. And, oh, my, Kim Jong-un is going to pull away from the peace talks. Get your, look over here. Over, don't look at those Palestinians. Get back. Fuck you. I know exactly what you're doing. Anyways, we got some more articles. Oh, I wanted to hit this before time ran out because this is something we've talked about a lot. This is how they, you know, taking care of you. You know, Trump, he gave you $1,000. Why, he gave his good buddies, I believe, the 1%, $3.2 trillion plus the trillions they had overseas, come pumping into these. You got $1,000. Some of you only got 50, but 50 because you're just a poor son of an insignificant bitch. So that should be a lot for you. Filling up the gas tank cost Americans, and we said this was going to happen. They take it, give it to you in one hand. You're going to hand it right back over to the son of a bitches who didn't get this tiny little percentage of that $3 trillion. You're going to give it back to them now through the gas pumps because, hey, it's supply and demand, don't you know? Filling up the gas tank cost Americans an extra $4.4 billion in April. It's gone. Here it is. And it's gone. From Market Watch, this was sent in by Mark Schumacher for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Americans got used to falling gasoline prices and filling up cheaply from 2014 to 2016, but they are paying dearly at the pump now. Because you know why? Because we opened up the export of our crude oil. We shut down refineries. We burned refineries. Because you Americans, hey, we don't lose nothing. You see them losses on the stock market? But hey, man, you know they're all divested in that petrodollar. And man, when they, if they, they want some money, I mean, they, you know, they had to give, they had to play this game and this charade about giving you a big tax break. Trump, go Trump, give me a tax break, $50 in my pocket. Well, he just fucking took it back, you ignorant son of a bitch. And this is what it is. They, you never, you're not going to get shit. You're going, everything's going to go up. You're not going to, you're going to pay more. You're not going to have nothing more. Sales at gasoline stations were up 12% in April compared to 1 year ago, reflecting a run-up in oil prices that began last summer. Oh, you mean when they opened the export up and started selling our goddamn reserves and everything so that they – I mean, but this is good for us. They'll come right out and say, goddamn, it's $70 a barrel. Great for America. Hey, does it feel great for you people when you go down to the goddamn gas station? It's like $3.20 here now. And they're talking, I mean, they're talking about a national average bullshit. They're thieving sons of bitches. The goddamn oil belongs to us. We should be paying 20 cents a gallon, if that, for gas. The cost of a barrel of oil has climbed above $70 from $45, and it could head higher still with the summer driving season, because that's when they really rake you. When you go out and try to goddamn stretch your legs, maybe go somewhere and relax, we're going to really take that. We're going to get the last of that goddamn money we gave you, because it comes right back to us. You don't get shit, you fucking peons. Driving season straight ahead, but another way, put another way, Americans shelled out an extra $4.4 billion for gasoline last month than they did in April 2017, according to the government's latest report on retail sales. Somebody trying to get him? That's, I know that Coyote was going, I forgot about that. Coyote, Jill went to court today, and it was just hilarious how it turned out. Jill, Coyote, you guys there? Hello? I know they're there. Laura says you're there. At any rate, so Jill went to court, and she laid out her spill, you know, defending her rights.
Yes, we're here.
There you are. Tell them what happened, Jill.
Sorry, I missed that. Can you repeat it?
Yeah, just tell them about your experience in court and how it all turned out. And I thought it was just par for the course. Go ahead. Jill? Man, we must have a problem with... I heard her there. You guys heard her there. Well, we gave it to you.
You plugged on the phone. I had the speakers plugged in.
Oh. Go ahead. Now, tell them what happened when you went to court this morning.
Well, I went in and I said exactly what I had planned on saying, pointing out the violation of the 9th and 10th Articles of the Bill of Rights, and... the judge never argued with me over that at all, or never gave me an answer to the question I had asked him about who gave the state the right to override the Bill of Rights. He never answered that. He just explained to me that the state is responsible for keeping the roads and highways safe for everyone, so there are codes we must follow.
So what he said was that he had some authority to keep the roads safe that trumped your Bill of Rights, in other words.
Yes.
Oh.
That's basically what he said.
But tell him how the rest of it turned out, because that's the best part.
Yeah, then so he immediately dismissed the non-registration tag. And when he got to the no insurance tag, of course, I proved my insurance to him and things. And I had mentioned how I haven't had an income since November 2016. And the gentleman, Mr. Abbott, that I'm taking care of since a stroke in 2014 is only getting $770 a month to support both of us. And all of a sudden the judge said, Mark Abbott? And I said, yes. Oh, no, he didn't say the name there. When he asked me my address, and I said, yeah, we're staying with Mark's friend, then he recalled Mark Abbott. And I said, yes. And he said, okay, I'm going to dismiss this. You just got to pay $158 in court costs.
Then tell him who Mark Abbott was.
Mark Abbott is Coyote. And Coyote had laid a floor for him years ago. Had installed one of his tile floors.
Now, people, that's procedural due process if ever I saw it. Way to go, Coyote.
Yeah, Mark's just one of them good old boys.
Did he go? Did
because
Mark?
He had done work for the judge in the past, I got off on court costs.
Tell me,
instead of $480 for no insurance.
Tell the truth. Was Mark sitting there banging his ring on the table?
He wasn't able to attend with me.
Oh, okay. I thought there was some kind of secret handshake or something. I know that it's in that due process somewhere with the secret handshake and the rings and all that. Well, that worked. Hey, I'm glad for you.
If we would have taken the time to load his power chair in the truck and take him with me. But that just seems like a little more hassle than the court date was worth.
I hear you. But I'm glad it turned out well for you. I mean, it is kind of funny.
Hey, I thank you for all your help, because all I could think is, sure, when Henry stood up for his rights, he got beaten up and put in jail. I'm a woman standing up for my rights, and they're just going to find me court costs. Now, this is the second time in the past 2 years that I walked away with no charges and nothing but a court cost fine.
Well, I did a little bit more. You know, I filed paperwork that accused them of treason in violation of their oath, and it's something that won't go away. They can get rid of the paperwork, but I have the stamped copies that I have stashed everywhere. And when this thing goes down, should they survive, they will face justice in the end. But, man, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, we were talking about the price of gas here, $4.4 billion. You know, we said this is what they were going to do. That they were going to, steal that $1,000 or that $50 or whatever in the hell you got from them right back. Now the industry, the filthy rich who have made record profits since 2008 when they bankrupted this country, well, they're going to get the rest of it back. You're not getting a goddamn nickel. And until people wake up to we had the discussion about, people, they're just not figuring this out, and they need time, and you need to explain it to them. People, you tell me, is this blatant or is it just me? I mean, is this goddamn straight in your face blatant? And you would have to be refusing reality to not cop to this. What it is these people, they have prospered in this system. They're still got their comfort zone in this system. They don't give a shit about the rest of the people in this country. Go ahead.
It's just you, Henry.
I know.
It's not the rest of us. We don't see this.
But do you feel it? I mean, is there like a cramping feeling in your ass that you can't explain?
Yeah, it's the invisible hand, the invisible, filthy hand of your ass, man.
But, I mean, it's like this thing I read with Trump. I mean, this will make the news. I mean, everybody will see this. Best government money, thieving-ass government money can buy. I got to go to work because I got to get home to watch the ball game and drink a six-pack of beer. And, the thing is, you can play that game. But you son of a bitches, I got no mercy for you. I'm not giving you any leave because you actually cling to stupidity because you think it's your best route. You think that sucking up to these people and doing what they tell you is your best option here. I just told you how the West was stolen from you. You know what the kind of wealth we're talking about here for each and every one of us? Like I said, forefather that came here from Europe in 1739. This country belonged to me. Here I sat in this goddamn hobble, broke. I can't afford their fucking $3.50 a gallon gas. I can't afford any goddamn thing. The country belonged to me. They stole it. It was fraud. I can prove it. It doesn't matter because we are at the point to where we're going to have to do what we did back in 1775. We're going to have to take out those goddamn guns and start mowing these son of a bitches down. And like this little group out here who's making their move right now, they are pita. They are pita pita. They are just handful. That's why they got, goddamn, they're claiming a state's the size of a goddamn state. Oh, it's all mine because I had the water rights. My great-great-great-great-grandpappy, see, he paid off. He put a politician in goddamn Washington into office. He paid for it. He greased him all the way down the line. And they gave me this exclusive rights to the goddamn water that they didn't have the authority to give me. And see, this is, like I said, I want everybody to keep that in mind. This is why they created the BLM in the Forest Service. When the people started coming out here, because they said, I got the right to be here. It's like when I've had my run-ins with them. You don't own this goddamn land. This is public property. And one guy asked what was public property. Well, the guy this morning said the definition was land open to homesteading. Well, if it's not public property, then it's private property owned by the private American nationals across this goddamn country. And it really is. It's our private. I've always felt that way. When I went out on the land and my property, the land that belongs to me and my people, I never took shit from nobody. My rights, I would fight for them right there on the goddamn spot. I've run people with guns. I mean, I've sent their asses packing. You come in, you know, you ain't going to violate my rights here, you son of a bitch. But see, they're closing in. The communists are closing in. They, like, just like what happened at Bunkerville, they are trying to claim what isn't theirs. Never authority to take it away from us. Never no due process. It was removed from our great, 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 great grandfathers without due process of the law. It was a fraud. It was a swindle. And there is no legitimacy to it now, then, now, or ever. It still belongs to us. It's just up to us to assert our goddamn ownership and authority over that land by shooting their asses
and
off.
And militias to enforce it, huh? Mark Kornke's militias.
Exactly. Well, what else? I mean, is that the Patriot movement? Like I said, they won't talk about the Bill of Rights that is being attacked. Goddamn right now, if ever anybody, people need to stand up and fight for their rights, it's now. They don't want to talk about that because that Bill of Rights says it doesn't belong to them. It says it was a swindle. You couldn't do it. It's the procedural due process. That's what it's all centered on right now. That's what they're trying to get rid of. At the same time that these son of a bitches are coming up on the radio and saying, well, I filed a lawsuit in the admiralty for my due process that you don't get because I can afford these law firms. And would you help me pay for it, by the way?
We paid $600,000 for lawyers. We need about $400,000 more dollars to get this done.
To get this done for your rights. It's for your rights. If you picked up that Bill of Rights and read it, they want to say that, but they don't want to actually look at the document because the document says, you swindled, you frauded, you son of a bitch. Actually, we should be able to take you to court if the courts were in place and take everything you got. Everything you have in jail you, because this is goddamn open swindle fraud, period. It can be called nothing less.
You should ask Jill if the judge validated her parking ticket.
Oh, mercy. Anyways, guys, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And remember, it was a swindle. The way anybody tries to tell you, say, where did they get the authority? They couldn't have had it. They removed what was mine without due process of the law. That due process of the law, man, that's a son of a bitch for them. That is The Word from the Trenches.